And you're welcome back to the programme. It's exactly half past the hour and I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. Liam, last week we spoke about creative job searching and indeed the use of technology in job sharing. This evening you're going to develop the point even more by looking at the use of video in this area. But before we get that far, just remind the listeners briefly what you had to say about creative job searching and the use of technology in job sharing.
Yeah, I suppose I was making the point last week that technology has a big role in job searching and the creation of files for so they can be noticed for employers. And things, we talked about things like LinkedIn and various other devices that people use to try and get themselves noticed. And I suppose it's a dizzying world. There's, as we agreed last week, there's just a huge amount of things. There are a huge amount of things people are now doing, A, to get noticed, and B, to notice people from the other side of the fence. And I suppose it can be dizzying, as I said, but also confusing for people too. That there's such an array of things you can do now. And I suppose I made the point last week that there's a race on, I believe, for the first real technology to absolutely revolutionise careers. LinkedIn is sort of that, but it's not fully that. But someday soon, somebody's going to get something that's going to lead to the demise of the good old-fashioned CV, which brings its own challenges for somebody like us, who we write CVs all the time. Although I would argue it's a bit like once upon a time we communicated on a tablet of stone, now we communicate on our iPhones or our tablets.
Yes.
But it's still communication at the heart of it all. So that's kind of the backdrop to what we were talking about last week and what we're going to talk about today.
Now, in that context then, the use of video.
Yes, the use of video, it's a phrase I use here all the time is show me, don't tell me. And you can be talking to somebody about an idea they have or a skill they have or you know, an invention they've created, and you might never capture it or get to understand it, but by showing you a video, or better again, by showing the actual invention or the actual idea, you can get it straight away. And really, when if people are thinking about using video for career progression, they need to be thinking about video being almost the interview before the interview. This is the something I send in linked to my CV or to my cover letter or to my email that I send into the employer that allows them either to see me talking about what I do, to see me doing what I do, or to see something I have done. And by that, for example, taking the last point, something I have done, there's a young man from Shrewell by the name of Owen Murphy, who some years ago invented a number of farmyard devices. One was for pushing feedstuff into cattle as they were grazing out through the slatted house, kind of thing, out through the bars of the slatted house, as the food ended up being too far away from them. So he created a machine that pushed the food back into them so that they wouldn't be left with this gap between themselves and the food. But that wasn't an original invention, but he modified a previous invention. But a real invention he did create was when a beast falls in the farmyard or in the land, getting them back up on their feet again is very important. And how do you do that if the cow is down 500 yards from the shed and all that kind of stuff? So he invented a yoke, for the want of a better word, that lifts the cow back up on her feet and gives her a structure to allow her to stay standing. Now, I'm trying to explain that to you, and I'm finding it difficult, not helped by the fact that I'm far from an agricultural expert or far from an engineering
expert. Well, join the club. Join the club.
But when this gentleman decided he wanted to talk about, he wanted to advance his career, what he did was create a video, create a website, and started showing that to employers. And then they could get it within seconds. The fact that he, number one, created the website, and number two, that he went to the trouble of creating the videos as well, impressed employers. But thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, what he showed them was very convincing because it worked, it looked well, it was actually done. So there are times when using video, and he did nothing spectacular with the video. You know, he made a bit of fun about it. He had a few of his brothers and sisters helping out. He even gave the cow a credit in the credits at the end of the video. But nothing most young people can't do in an hour, today with their video skills. But it was a really powerful piece of job searching, very simple. And I was actually beside him one day in Galway when he showed this to an employer in this area, and the employer was hugely impressed. Now, he went on afterwards to do a master's in EUIG, but he has continued to hold on to that whole approach of, if I want to convince you I can invent something, I can spend all day telling you, or I can show it to you in 2 minutes on the video.
Yeah, but you see, Liam, isn't there a problem here? That might have been very appropriate and very suitable for that young man in Shrewl, but it's not going to be suitable, let's say, for someone who's, let me think, who's applying for a job as a teacher or maybe applying for a job as a nurse.
Yes, well, everybody must find their own way, and for some people you won't step beyond the usual way of doing it. But I have seen teachers, just to take them for example, do really clever things in job searching. I know of one teacher in County Mayo, a very well-known teacher, who when he was job seeking, created a website and put all his resources up there. So if he was teaching in geography, you know, he was 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 PowerPoint displays he used in the classroom. So while he was job searching, he put these all up on a website. And when he was applying to schools, he said, check out my classroom resources. So there are ways of doing it. I don't think he used video. He could easily have used video. He could have talked about, he could have presented a class. He could have done a 10-minute presentation of a class that he would be doing in a classroom. You know, so there are lots of ways of doing it. And quite a few teachers now are in the habit of sending links to their resources, their, you know, the whole PowerPoint stuff that they do in the classroom. So, and again, that's a very good way of showing a principal, well, you know, this is the kind of stuff I prepare, this is how well it looks, this is how I organise it. And that teacher that I mentioned a moment ago, he found it so useful while doing his job searching that he continued to beef up the site after getting his job, and now it's part and parcel of his day-to-day functioning in the classroom, and will and may well fulfill or help his job searching down the line again when next he has to go and do that. So there are ways of doing it when you start seeing. I did some work with a gentleman recently who is in the area of wood design, that kind of stuff, woodwork, and he went off and built his own website. Visuals are often the best way of showing something. Not for everybody, of course, but sometimes, as I said, you know, you can tell somebody about seeing the unbelievables on stage, or you can show them a 10-minute video. Do you know what I mean?
There's a text in, Liam, addressing this point directly and making the point that you, in describing what you're describing over the last 5 or 6 minutes, are talking about the generation of my sons who are in their mid to early 20s. That's not going to be of much help to somebody who may have lost their job as a result of the Great Recession and is struggling to get back into the workplace, but will have no concept whatsoever about websites and how to build them and videos and all of that.
Yes, but their son may well have. You know, you don't need to do it all yourself. I mean, you know, I have no skin in the game. I'm not advocating because I'm selling something on this side of it here. What I'm saying is that if you approach your job searching in a way to try and convince employers, you may well come up with ideas. And I've seen it over and over again. You may well come up with ideas that capture the attention of the employer. You don't necessarily have to be the one who executes the idea. You know, not everybody is able to create the website, but just the idea of, and I would dispute something that person is saying. To me, creativity is independent of age. You know, I have seen people, and in fact, sometimes the more seasoned people get, the more astute they get about how you actually portray yourself and how you sell yourself. So some of the execution might be a bit difficult for them, but to me, at the heart of it is the idea. And that can come at any age. And, you don't have to be a wizard to make it all happen either. Maybe somebody in your family circle who can make it happen.
And, you know, the applying for a job, let's just concentrate on the teacher again. Could it be the case that the teacher, while applying for, or the individual applying for the position as teacher, has himself or herself achieved success, not in the context of teaching, but in some other context, which can be presented to a prospective employer on video?
Absolutely. You can very easily do a little slideshow about yourself.
Yes.
My name is, at 18, I won the debating championship. At 21, I was class rep in college. At 22, I did whatever I did. At 25, I scored the goal in the All-Ireland final. Why did I do these things? Because I'm committed to personal development, to learning. I coach teams because that's a clear link between coaching and teaching. I do music in my local choir. I tutor the local choir. I do all sorts of things. What I would say is that if you do it well, don't overburden the employer. Don't ask the employer to step too much outside their usual behaviour. It can be very effective. It can break up the monotony for an employer who's getting CV after CV after CV. And it can be very convincing. You know, I'm not saying it'll go viral, but if you take the sort of the spirit that does fire viral videos, is that something quick, visual, to the point can travel much more effectively sometimes than a more prosaic, wordy thing that people write. So, you know, that's kind of the idea. And I've seen this being done by people who create things, people who are selling themselves. I know of a salesman who created his own brochure about himself. He became the product, and it was very effective for him. And so there are lots of ways around it. And there are really creative stuff where people have done clever, not necessarily expensive things. In particularly, it does support creative industries like graphic design, media, all in that area in particular. But you'd be surprised when you think about it. You know, people complain that in an interview they're not asked to show the skills that they have.
Right.
You have a chance in applying for the job and showcasing some of the skills you have in a different way, and it can be a very effective method.
But are we rapidly coming to the point where, in fact, the CV will be redundant and it will be replaced by video?
I don't think video will replace it fully. I think the format of the CV will become redundant, but I think what will replace the CV will be a multimedia thing, which will be some writing, some video, some audio perhaps, and some photographic. I think that's what we're moving more towards. And I think that already there's a fair bit of that going on. But that's where we'll end up. I don't think the written word will die a death at all. I think that it'll still be used to complement, to explain, to give background, to give foreground at times. But yes, I think the CV as we know it is under severe threat. My surprise is that it has lasted this long. And it's while I say it's under threat, I don't see exactly what's going to lay it low. I think one of the mistakes that has been made in this area is that lots of people have tried to create an alternative to the CV, particularly using video, and it's just not good enough to be an alternative. Mm. And I think the answer to all of this will be when video is used as a complement to the CV type, not to try and replace it, but to create a more interactive kind of profile that people would use. And this
actually, sorry to cut across you there. That text has come in exactly on that point. Would it be prudent to submit with your CV the video?
Yeah, absolutely. You can link it on your CV. You're going to have it hosted on YouTube or somewhere like that. So you can just put a link, check out my video on my skills here, or check my personal website. Yeah, it doesn't... I think that's the point. The mistake has been made, I feel, by people who are chasing the technology in this area to try and replace the CV, to replace the written word. I think it's much more likely to be, as I said, a more interactive, more altogether integrated kind of a thing, rather than, you know, CV is just and here's the video to replace it. Technology is difficult for people. People are not comfortable generally. And there's so much you can do in video as well. And there are weaknesses in video too. It's nice to have a written...
Such as? What would the weaknesses be?
Well, the weakness is that one of the weaknesses is that if you say somebody applies to your company for a job, and if they apply solely by video, you've got to write down their phone number, their email, their contacts, their key experience. You know what I mean? Whereas if they have that written down to accompany the video, you can be glancing at that, you can print off that as a reference point. Video on its own is lovely to look at, but it's not necessarily great for retaining or storing, you know, details you need on an ongoing basis. You're then asking the employer to start writing down something that you should have written for them in the first place.
Yeah, I can see how the video accompanying the CV might be very important. For example, if somebody is applying for a job, sends in the CV, within the CV under personal interests, I climbed Mount Everest, and there's accompanying it is a 2-minute video or a minute video of that success, and the manner in which you did it, and the success in doing it, and even though there were setbacks, you still went on to achieve your goal. I mean, that can show very clearly to an employer the characteristics which you have of the intention, determination, insistence on completing a particular task.
You can use it to make your points.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'd say is that while this sounds very newfangled, it's not necessarily, because the notion of a portfolio accompanying your appointment, I mean, I was applying for media jobs 30 years ago, and I was sending portfolios back then. Just then I was photocopying them and putting them in the envelope. It's still much the same principle. And if you take your own game of, you know, radio broadcasting, nothing beats your ability to assess somebody's capacity to be a radio broadcaster than a caption, than a piece of them doing radio. You know what
sure.
I mean? So that, you know, it needn't be way out there. It facilitates things that kind of, the salesman always had a brochure. The salesman always had samples.
Mm.
It's a bit like that. So the heart of it is a very solid theory. It's not just creativity for the sake of it. There must be a solid reason why you're doing it as well.
Very good. We have to leave it there. It's an absolutely fascinating area, Liam, and no doubt we will revisit it in due course over the months. But for now, thank you very much indeed for joining us, as always. We won't be talking to you next week because it's a bank holiday Monday, but we certainly do look forward to talking to you in about 2 weeks' time.
Thank you very much.
A very good evening to you.